at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of our history lesson discussion with Pastor Chatfield, talking about the weight of the presidency in this puppet idea. I got a couple of text messages for you to respond to. One of them is that if she doesn't know that she's a puppet being advised by advisors, then is she totally blinded by her ego? Is that what's blocking her from what you're saying? She doesn't realize that she's being a puppet.
Partly, for sure, partly. And she's probably thinking this. Oh, they think they're controlling me. I'm in control of these things. These are my political advisors, but I make the call. I'm going to make the decisions.
Right.
Okay. I've been giggling for the last 3.5 years, but now, okay, that's probably right. Better not to giggle. I'll have to practice how I present myself. My main argument is my pastor friend was arguing that she was scared to get elected. No, she wants to get elected. She doesn't want to lose. She thinks she's going to be a great president. Same way my 7-year-old grandson thinks he's going to be the greatest soccer player in the history of the world. He doesn't know. He doesn't understand. Doesn't understand the weight of what you're getting into here. The presidency of the United States. Now, everybody, there's probably very few senators or congressmen that somewhere in the back of their mind have the idea that they could be president. They could do it. You know what? And Abraham Lincoln wanted to be president. He did. After he got there, oh, it was such a heavy burden. That's because he cared. See, he cared about our country. He cared. President Trump, extremely confident person, but he does love our country. He does care. If you don't care, I don't think it's such a heavy burden. You don't. It's because you don't care. Burdens, heavy responsibility, weighs on people who understand responsibility. If you're an irresponsible person, you don't care, and therefore it does not weigh on you. And that was my point. I don't think it's weighing on her. I don't think she gets it. I could be wrong. Obviously, we're just discussing things here.
Sure, absolutely.
But the idea that she, that as my friend said, the idea that she knows better than any of us that she's incapable of leading this nation, no, I don't believe that that's really true. I think that potentially her advisors, including former President Obama, he probably believes that. He probably believes that.
Sure. Even though he came out and endorsed her and made a video of it.
Oh, yes, correct. Right. But I would say he says, man, this lady needs help. We're going to have to help her. Our progressive agenda will collapse if we don't have capable leadership. The way it fell, she was next in line. There was no way we could deny her the nomination. It would look terrible denying this lady of color the nomination. It would cause us to lose votes in the general election. It's what we got. Let's prop her up. Let's help her. Let's advise her. Let's tell her what to say.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I think's going on. That's what I think's going on.
Do you think she picked her vice president candidate, Tim Walz, the governor of Minnesota, or do you think this puppet masters did?
In the end, she did, but
well, of course,
I'm sure
technically she had to.
Yeah, right. but I'm sure that she was advised to kind of balance the ticket out. A black lady, a white man.
No, not a black lady.
Okay,
a woman of color.
Okay, correct. I stand corrected. But yeah. You get the point here. I mean, you want to balance the ticket. It used to be you'd balance the ticket geographically. That's what throughout American history you balanced the ticket. You know, like with JFK and LBJ,
sure.
A senator from New York, or excuse me, Massachusetts, and then a senator from Texas. You'd balance the ticket.
Right.
And but we don't do that anymore. That's not as critical anymore, evidently, than the people that make these decisions. Okay. Let me talk about responsibility. This is not a president, but this is Ben Franklin. When the Constitutional Convention in 1787 was on the verge of falling apart, he makes one statement in the middle of his call for prayer, and he stops and says, look, we have got to stop and pray. We have to pray. When we're in the war for independence, we have made prayer repeatedly in this very room, and those prayers were answered. Are we so arrogant now that we think we don't need to pray? We've got to succeed at this, is what he was saying. I mean, otherwise we're gonna leave this room with each other's throats slit, and the country will fall apart. And he said this, and this is where I get the whole notion of responsibility. Ben Franklin said, during the Constitutional Convention, he said, and what is worse, mankind may hereafter from this unfortunate instance despair of establishing governments by human wisdom and leave it to chance, war, and conquest. In other words, here we are, all these wise men from the colonies, from the states, except Rhode Island, they never sent anybody. But anyway, here they are, trying to build a government. If we can't build this government, if we can't agree on a constitution, history, the men that come after us will say, look, if those men couldn't do it, it can't be done. So he's saying, do you see the responsibility we're in? We have to succeed at this.
Sure.
We have to agree on a constitution. He saw the heavy responsibility for our own country at the time, but for the decades and centuries to come, that mankind can, through deliberation, debate, come up with a government, a constitution, and we did, because it's a responsibility. But see, that only the whole notion of responsibility weighs only on a person who is a responsible person and cares. You have said on your program numerous times, mm-hmm. You might be right. I hope you're wrong. That the progressives want to destroy this country. They don't love the country.
Into a text message from Cliff Tellini, county commissioner over in Presque County. He's our beef farmer. He said that Pastor Chatfield's buddy, Pastor, is way wrong. The Marxists in the deep state are not afraid. They know exactly what they're doing. If you look at Illuminati and BlackRock in this deep state, these are the ones that are actually pulling the strings. Kamala is what Lenin called their useful idiot. Your response to that?
Now, let me say something about that. And I don't want to get too conspiratorial, but I am convinced of this, at least this much. There is a cabal of international bankers. Not I'm not talking about the names, you know, Zuckerberg or Elon Musk,
Rothschild and the other Jewish bankers.
Yeah, but I'm talking about that are kind of controlling and have for a long time the international monetary system.
Sure.
Those are the real puppets. It's not even Barack Obama. There's a tension here. I sometimes think that our country could, with $30 trillion in debt, what happens when the people that are holding our debt say, time's up?
We file bankruptcy. We default.
Who knows? I mean, that would be the great
reset. You can't pay back $30 trillion.
Yeah, I have no idea what the solution to this is. For starters, the solution is elect Donald Trump. I try to pray when people to Christ, elect Trump, because Trump kind of understands things. And he was not under their control, is my opinion. He kind of pushed back and he says, hey, I'm an American. I'm the American president. I'm going to do what's best for America.
Sure.
I'm not a part of this gigantic global system. I'm not saying I agree with everything that President Trump did or says or who he is completely. He's a fallen creature like Randy and me.
Yeah,
but he pushed back and is pushing back, And so, yeah, that for starters, what we need to do is elect Trump, because he's kind of his own man. And he kind of understands this. And God help us.
Absolutely. One of the things I think is interesting on this discussion of the presidency, for example, look what happened during Watergate and that whole thing that happened where Nixon ended up resigning the presidency. The following election, how the pendulum swung from Republican and elected Jimmy Carter, a peanut farmer governor from Georgia, and then Ronald Reagan. The weight of that presidency, I believe, of Watergate set up Jimmy Carter to be elected, and then that whole battle between Gerald Ford and Ronald Reagan at convention, and then the following election in 1980. I think that weight of that Watergate issue led to that whole history in our country's history.
True enough. Now, let me say this. Whether you're talking about the people that are pulling the strings or advising,
sure,
Democrat, advising, they're just advisors of Kamala Harris, pulling the strings, however you want to say it, or even the international bankers. They're not in control. God is in control. God is still sovereign. And things happen that they don't want to happen. I suggest to you that when Trump was elected in 2016, they didn't want that happening, but it did happen. They are not Almighty God and Sovereign God. But make no mistake about it. There's two mistakes here. One, believing that everything is a conspiracy. That's not true. And then on the other hand, believing there is no such thing as conspiracies. That's not true either.
Sure.
But we believe in God, and we still believe in our Constitution. And
well,
in our country, as many problems as we have, we still believe in our country. And we're going to be involved, and we're not going to sit back.
I am convinced, and I've talked about this on the radio, I've been attacked for saying it. This election is not about Republican, Democrat. This election is about good versus evil. Did you see the video that Gretchen Whitmer put out on social media yesterday?
Yes, I saw it.
Okay. My Catholic friends are losing their minds. Doritos is Kamala Harris's favorite snack. Whitmer's feeding that left-wing influencer a Dorito. And then when the camera zooms in on her, the look on her face, that very stern, this is a video trending thing that's happening on Instagram. It's demonic. If you look at her eyes, you're looking at Lucifer. I'm sorry, but that's the way I think. We'll talk about that. Final segment of today's discussion. We'll be right back.
Hey Patriots, veteran John here in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth. MAGA water. PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, veteran-owned. Go to MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
November 5th, vote for the six concerned citizens who will lead to improve the Onaway Public School District's board. Think of Black Pepper to remember their last names. Bonnard LaFave, Christian Kowalski, Palmer Rieger. Again, please vote for Bonnard Lefebvre, Christian Kowalski, Palmer Rieger. Leadership for better schools in Onaway. Thank you.
Paid for by the Presque County Republican Committee.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY or call 800-654-9659.
Maybe you're looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust. Or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber. Either way, the place to go is Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, they buy and sell pretty much anything that goes boom when you pull the trigger. Except rocket launchers, they don't buy or sell those. So if you're looking for a new firearm or just want to sell old Betsy, you're sure to get a fair price and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of our discussion with Pastor Chatfield. Your response to my statement about these people worshiping the devil. Lucifer is in control of their agenda, their policies, everything that they say and do, manipulating the American people with that person, that entity, that thing is their God. Am I wrong?
Okay. It's a good illustration of something I'm trying to say. I doubt Governor Whitmer did that intentionally. Because there's no political advantage. She just thought it was funny. Now, is Governor Whitmer a confessing Roman Catholic? Is she? Do you know?
No, she's not.
Okay. Well, maybe she didn't know that the way she put that Dorito in that lady's mouth is the same way that a Roman Catholic priest puts the bread in someone who comes up and kneels and you put it on their tongue. Maybe she didn't know that. But it looked an awful lot like the way a priest
absolutely
gives communion. Didn't she know? Now, maybe she didn't know.
She knew. Is good.
Okay, then why would she do it? It gains
her
nothing.
Did you see the hat she was wearing?
I don't recall. I saw
right.
it. I don't.
Because it's kind of interesting. It's a camouflage hat.
Okay,
you know, like,
yes.
Like a deer hunter. Well, not deer hunter, because deer hunters would be orange. Pheasant hunter. But it has Harris Walls on it. 2024. And that look is something that it's trending. This look that she gave is the exact look others have done when they have done similar acts.
Let me ask you this, Randy. You think that won her any votes? Did that help the party in Michigan or across the country? Did that help Kamala?
For the evil worshipers? Oh, you bet.
Yeah,
they went nuts with that. That thing went viral within 1 hour.
Overall, do you think that was beneficial to the campaign? You think that the advisors of Harris and Walz said, "Hey, Governor Whitmer, thanks for that very clever little thing you did." You think that they're happy with that?
Well, no.
I doubt it.
I doubt it, too, because like you said, you saw the hat, but you didn't even zoom in on it to see it said Harris Walz 2024.
But even if it wouldn't have said that, it's a bad look. I don't think she did that on purpose. I could be wrong, though. I don't know.
Sure.
I don't think Whitmer does.
I don't think Whitmer does anything without it being politically motivated. That's where she's at to this point in her life.
She probably just thought it was cute and she thought it was funny. But it offends people. It offends because it looked like she was a high priest of something giving a Dorito communion to some lady.
Yeah.
That they should have seen that is offensive.
Well, that lady, that some lady, is a far left, apolitical, LGBTQ XYZ proponent, advocate on her Instagram and TikTok and Facebook and everything. She's very well known to the lefties as to who she is. Wow. And they chose that person for a reason.
Well, maybe you're right here. But that are we so far gone as a country that promoting, mocking Roman Catholicism or Christianity in general is going to win you votes?
Yes.
We are that far gone?
I believe that it was a get-out-the-vote, can't take this election for granted, don't assume that Kamala's got this in the bag. You guys have to get your army of people. Now, of course, what's the percentage of our population that is LGBTQXYZ? 2-3% of the total population?
Yeah, something like that.
Okay, well, here's the point. What if they didn't vote? If you look at these key swing states, I've been following these polls very closely every single day heading into November 5th. Rasmussen, 538, Quinnipiac University, Fox News, CBS, ABC. I follow all these polls. I look at Real Clear Politics averages of all these. Every single one of these swing states is within the margin of error.
Okay. If this was if that was politically calculated and motivated, and it is, as you say, not as I say, evil, I think they're overplaying their hand then. I don't think that helps them. I don't think it does. From an objective point of view, that is should be offensive to Roman Catholic people, Christians in general. It should be offensive. I didn't like it. I said to myself, what is she doing? Doesn't she see how it appears like she's mocking? I gave her the benefit of the doubt. She was just having fun. I gave her the benefit of the doubt, but maybe you're right. I don't know.
Well, Cliff Tellini says she knew exactly what she was doing. The owners of over 50% of the world's wealth are heathens. For example, Bill Gates, Ortega, Buffett, Helu, Bezos of Amazon Prime, Zuckerberg, Ellison, Mike Bloomberg. They're all behind this, and every single one of them, according to him, have publicly announced or said they're not believers. And if that's the case, he says, this is speaking directly to Satan's minions.
Well, even if they weren't believers, it's not politically expedient. I do not think. I hope I'm right on this.
Sure.
You think that's politically expedient to mock Roman Catholic Christians like that?
Yeah.
I hope. God have mercy on us. So.
Amen. We'll see you on the radio on Sunday, sir.
Yes, sir. Look forward to it. Amen. Thanks, Randy.
Thank you. Final hour of today's show. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Epoxy Pro, a veteran-owned company serving Michigan, Wisconsin, and Illinois for over 38 years. Epoxy Pro provides one-and-done forever floors that are maintenance-free and easy to clean. Preserve, protect, and even restore your concrete floors today. Check us out online at epoxypro.com or call us at 877-703-7699. Epoxy Pro, your floors today. Call us at 877-703-7699.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to